everybody. Get ready for Foodie and the Beast with David and Nikki Nellis. A foodie born and bred, my wife Nikki loves chatting up chefs, dining out, and insider industry buzz.
And my husband David thinks a great meal is nothing but a good burger, a frosty brew, and a check for under $20. Because he is cheap.
Well, maybe so, but Foodie married Beast anyway, and together we've got the Food and Wine Variety Show that has everyone talking.
It's Foodie and the Beast, and we are on now.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Foodie and the Beast with David and Nikki Nellis. I want to apologize outright for my voice. I'm just coming back from a terrible, what am I, cold, whatever. I sound like this, it's because I am like that. And speaking of health, we've got a show all about health. Nikki was very, very wisely took a look at back November, December. I think she took a look at me and said that all the New Year's resolutions in the world weren't going to help unless people had actual avenues for taking those resolutions to the next step. So we've got a show that's all about getting healthy and fit and how to help you do it before you mothball those resolutions until next year. So we're going to start off with Sarah Mills. How appropriate. She's a trainer with CrossFit Gyms, and she's in with Robert Morton of Power Supply. They make the pre-prepared paleo meals. You've heard about the paleo diet?
Paleo. Paleo, right?
It could be paleo.
No, it's not. It's paleo.
I'm thinking of the paleo in Siena. Right.
That would be me talking.
It's paleo. Paleo.
Paleo instead of paleo.
And I was on that diet for a while, but I kept wanting to drag Nikki around by her hair, so I... Thank you very much. First joke of the day. Oh, please. She's mad at me anyway, so do your thing.
I'm not mad at you anymore.
No, really.
I'm just annoyed at you.
No, I can't wait for the ride home. Go ahead.
Okay, well, so to help you keep your resolutions this year, we also brought in Energy Kitchen. It's a new concept that has just opened up in the D.C. metro area. They serve a variety of dishes. It's at 500 calories or lower. And with us today, we have Anthony Leone.
He's on the phone. Are you there, Anthony?
Yes, how are you guys?
How are you?
Hi, Anthony. Okay, we'll be with you in just a sec. And Todd Stallings is in with us. We got a ton of interesting dishes in front of us.
Watch out. He's a COO, so he means business. He's a tough guy, I can tell.
And for those of you who are really into skincare, which I am, we have esthetician Amy Boyson. She's the founder of Pure Skin. She brought in a variety of delicious products, which aren't edible, but I'm a total productor, and I can't wait to get into talking about them. You want to continue?
No, go ahead.
Want me to keep going?
Yeah,
okay, I'm going to keep going. All right. So every year, the annual Mardi Gras celebration is put on by St. Jude. It is a huge event every year. All the chefs come out for it. And lucky us, Roberta Donna is in studio. Chef is joining
us. Excuse me, James Beard award-winning chef Roberta Donna.
That is correct.
At that smile. He's preening.
Of El Dante restaurant. Anyway, he's going to tell us all about what's happening there.
All right. And we're going to be talking about wholesome skincare and juicing. We've got Shannon Vaughn of Prosoma Skincare Products and her partner, Puree Juice Bar's founder and self-professed juice junkie. Amy Waldman, and a little later they're going to tell me how I can juice my way to slimness. I can't wait. So let's start with you guys. Why don't you give us the elevator speech on the Juice Bar and what you guys do?
Well, basically, I opened the Juice Bar because I came to juicing about 5 years ago. I was in really bad health, really overweight. And I just woke up one morning and said, enough. I had seen a lot and heard a lot of things about juicing. And I just bought a juicer, loaded up with fruits and vegetables, went on a juice fast. Long story short, it changed my life. I lost 90 pounds in 6 months.
Oh, there's hope for me.
Started practicing yoga. Just everything changed for me, not just the weight, just health and happiness and everything else. But it becomes really hard to make fresh. This is fresh, raw, organic juice. And if you're going to have juice every day, you end up being tethered to your kitchen. I was also in theater, so I would go to New York all the time. In New York, I'd see all these juice bars all over the place, and I'd come back home, and I'd say, what the heck is going on? There's nowhere to get a juice around here. And I just really wanted to make something fun, accessible, healthy, so people could learn about it, really experience the difference that it has on your body and your health, just even having one juice at a time.
I can't wait. I have a Speedo at home that I can only fit on my wrist now.
It's really delicious and a lot easier than you
think.
But
so how do you incorporate juicing into your life? I mean, do you use it as a meal replacement, or do you just have a juice to get the kind of vitamins and nutrients to your day, or do you just use it for detoxing? I mean, for people who don't know about it.
Yeah, well, I think a detox is a great way to jumpstart your health into it. But I personally have juice every day. It's definitely a meal replacement for me. Mm-hmm. I pretty much drink juice all day and then have one meal. The juice is definitely meal replacement. I mean, something like our Green Goddess has the equivalent of 2 pounds of greens in here. So mm-hmm. you're getting the nutrient density of 2 pounds of greens, and it's very easily absorbed. Lots of nutrients, very nutrient dense. It's mm-hmm. very satisfying that way because your body is getting what it needs. Or something like our, we do a pressed almond milk, mm-hmm. which is fantastic. Tons of vitamin E, protein. These are all can be meal replacements for sure.
Okay,
but it's a question of habit. It's hard for people to not chew and not eat.
It's hard for me to go without food. But I appreciate
but a snack,
the concept.
It could be starting as a snack, a breakfast, replace
well,
one
why don't
meal.
You pour it? What are you going to pour for us first?
Let's see. Well, how hardcore are you guys? You want to go all green or something a little
all
easier?
Green.
Well, pick something.
Okay, let's go for Green Goddess first.
Okay, terrific. All right, while you're pouring that and passing that out, we are going to get on the phone with Anthony Leone. Hi, Anthony. How are you?
Good, yourself?
Good, thanks for joining us today.
So, Anthony, tell us, your concept, it blew my mind when I was reading it. Sounds great, but
it blew your mind?
It did, because it's a great line. It's fast food. Fast food doesn't have to be fat food. I love that. And all of your meals are 500 calories or less. And when I was reading about you, I didn't think it was possible for anything that, you know, that is that low in calories to be or look that good. But now I'm looking at it, man, it looks real good.
So tell us a little bit about your concept.
Absolutely. We're a healthy, fast, casual concept where we grill, bake, and steam everything.
Mm-hmm.
Everything on the menu is under 500 calories, and we do it all without sacrificing taste. So you're really going to get 100% of the taste, but only 50% of the calories of the other restaurant chains out there.
Mm-hmm.
We're fully transparent, and what I mean by that is we list all our calories, and we have one serving size. So really, we wanted to develop a place where everything was good for you. You really couldn't make a wrong choice. We only serve low or no calorie beverages. We don't cook with any oil or butter.
Okay.
And everything is made to order.
So, but how much work did you have to do to come up with these kinds of recipes? I mean, what process did you go through?
We had to do a lot of work because, you know, no matter how healthy the food is for you,
it still has to be tasty.
It has to be tasty, or we wouldn't be around for so long. We started the concept in 2003.
Okay.
So what we try to do is add flavor without adding calories.
Mm-hmm.
Anthony, I got to tell you, while you're talking, Todd is cutting up all kinds of stuff. I just
Todd,
had a bite of the burger.
Is that the burger?
It's a burger. It's fabulous.
Yeah.
That's the bison cheddar cheeseburger. Mm.
Ah, bison. Doesn't pay to come into this world as a bison, does
I'm
it?
A bison.
Not anymore.
All right, so tell us about sort of the broad stroke on the menu that you guys offer.
Sure. You know, we focus on our better burgers, which have lean proteins. They're cooked fresh to order, and it's on a 9-grain roll. Our fit fries, they're baked fries. We have two types. They're sweet potato and sea salt. And our smart shakes, you know, non-fat yogurt, fresh fruit with protein that keeps you fuller longer. You know, we really wanted to create a place that was a healthy alternative for people
mm-hmm.
That wanted to eat well, but wanted something else than other than a salad.
All right, but what about the carb thing? Because I'm seeing a burger and a big bun, and I'm seeing you know, rolls and bread and all kinds of stuff. So how does that sort of
it's
jive
still
with
under
somebody?
500 calories,
I understand.
Though.
So how does that work?
We do a lot of testing with the food. We test it numerous different ways. We send our stuff to the lab. We have a third-party firm come and audit us all the time, every quarter.
Mm-hmm.
Carbs are good for you. You just have to eat the right carbs, not the simple sugars. So, for example, you mentioned our roll. That is a 9-grain roll. You know, our wraps are only whole wheat wraps. So we don't allow you to make a wrong choice. We serve great-tasting food in a great environment and makes it easy for people to eat healthy and have great-tasting food.
And what has been the reception so far in the D.C. market? I mean, there's not a lot of this in the D.C. market right now. So being sort of the first entryway into it. I mean, what's the response been?
It's been phenomenal. The number one thing, a request that we get on social media is when we are opening new stores in the D.C. market.
Mm-hmm.
Ellen 19th, I think it's been open up about 3 weeks now, maybe a month.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we really love the D.C. market. It's in the central business district. When we look for real estate, we look for accessibility, visibility, and mobility. And D.C. has all that.
All right, well, let me ask some other questions.
Okay, go ahead.
You don't deliver,
or do you have food in your mouth?
Oh my God!
Oh my God!
Marriage is so much fun. Do you deliver?
We will be delivering, right, Todd, starting this week.
Mm.
And what about catering? So, if somebody wants to have a big, low-calorie meal,
absolutely. Todd can answer that question when catering will be beginning.
Todd,
we will be catering.
The catering program's in development right now. We have some, it's not quite, you know, serving like you would in a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to package it differently. So that's under development.
But I mean, offices can call up and say, hey, man, we need 20 of this and 10 of that.
Exactly. We expect that to be completely ready to roll out within the next 3 or 4
months. What about drinks?
All the drinks on site are either diet or low calorie.
Mm-hmm.
We have sports drinks by Body Armor.
Okay.
Of course, water, and then all the diet sodas you could imagine.
Mm-hmm. And you might need some green stuff.
Right.
Yeah, we have smart shakes as well. We have a great-tasting peanut butter, which only has 252 calories for a 16-ounce. And, for example, that has all-natural peanut butter, bananas, chocolate protein, and chocolate yogurt. And berries and cream, mixed berries, strawberries, fruit punch, vanilla protein, and non-fat frozen yogurt.
That all sounds good.
So there's a lot of variety of drinks that are in our restaurant.
How'd you get into this?
I was very into athletics and working out, and I found it very difficult to eat healthy in a fast, casual environment. It wasn't about price or it wasn't about waiting. It just wasn't out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I live life. I never want to say could have, should have, would have. I'd much rather take a major risk than miss an opportunity. So I left my great-paying corporate job and started to branch out on my own, and I haven't looked back since. I've been very blessed.
Okay, well, Todd, we only have about a minute and a half here. Can you just tell us what you brought in today so people have an idea of the kind of foods you're serving at Energy Kitchen?
Well, the menu itself is fashioned, you know, after burgers and fries. We have wraps and salads. Those are our core. We brought in the bison burger and a bacon cheddar bison burger, a sirloin burger, and then two different wraps. We brought in our Thai chicken wrap.
Mm-hmm.
And then our chicken club wrap as well.
Okay.
And then we also brought in our black bean mango salsa or salad in the back there, which is fantastic. It's one
so
of our...
if I got that cup, how many calories is this?
Portionally, everything is under 500 calories. Right. So when you pair, say, a wrap with that, you're going to be right around that, you know, combine the two, just over 500 Thai chicken wrap.
So the only
salad.
Way you can blow it is to shove a lot in and then have 1,500
you know,
calories.
Right.
And
well,
it's
at the
always,
end of the
it
day,
always,
it is up to you.
It always comes
I
back
to
control.
Might be tempted to do.
Right.
But if you're going to have a burger and fry, you're going to walk away. And when we talk about this brand, you know, you can go to many other types of burger restaurants and you always have that butt feeling afterwards. Like, I just ate all that,
excuse
but
me?
No. I feel like I need to take a nap.
Right.
Come to Energy Kitchen. We give you the, you know, and not, feeling.
Okay.
I just ate that, and I feel great.
And I feel good.
All right, let's get back to work.
Okay.
So is it 500 calories with the fries?
No. The portions are all under 500 calories. So, for instance, the bison burger is at 410.
Okay.
And our fries are at 120.
Okay. No, so
there
that's,
you go.
So you add
cool.
it together, you're going to creep over that 500 mark, but you still haven't damaged your whole
floor. All right, tell everybody where you are in the real world and where you are online so they can find you.
www.energykitchen.com.
Mm-hmm.
You'll find two menus online. New York has their own version. We have the new prototype.
Okay.
So you'll see that. And then we're at 1901 L Street. And that's downtown D.C.
And wait, are you coming soon to someplace else?
We are actively looking for new locations.
Okay.
We have a couple on sites. And
you should put one in Kensington, Maryland.
Yeah. Well, that's on our radar, as is, I think someone mentioned Bethesda earlier.
Yeah,
Bethesda, Bethesda, Shmesda. Come to Kensington.
We're looking.
All right, well, this is an unsolicited testimonial. This is not a paid commercial. That burger was delicious.
Thank you.
It was great.
Well, Anthony, thank you so much for joining us today. Todd, you too.
Thank you very much for having me.
All right, this is David and Nikki Nellis with Foodie and the Beast. We'll be back in just a sec.
Bye, Anthony.
Welcome to today's lottery drawing. And today's winning numbers are not yours, not yours, and another number that's not yours. And the final number is not yours.
When it comes to having money, don't rely on luck. Brew your own coffee at home instead of buying that latte. Brown bag it to work instead of ordering in. Go to feedthepig.org for more free ideas on how to save.
Feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
For those of you who like to check your connection speed, you can go to broadbandreports.com. You can get their speed test. You can test your upload and download speed. I like to do that periodically. Sometimes my Fios download speed gets up to 16 megabits per second, but this morning I had 10 down and 3 up. And you've got 60 megabits per second. I'd love to have that kind of bandwidth, but 60 could be overkill. But I'd say anything more than 30 is probably not worth the money.
Stratford University's Tech Talk Radio, Saturday mornings from 9 to 10 on 1500 AM.
I love my husband, but I didn't realize our difficulties had to do with his drinking. Our pastor suggested I go to Al-Anon family groups. I didn't think I would be comfortable, but I decided to try a meeting. The Al-Anon meeting really opened my eyes. Are you troubled by someone's drinking? You might be surprised at what you could learn in an Al-Anon family group meeting from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON.
Diary entry, August 15th. My joints ache. Today I can hardly move. I need some answers.
September 3rd. I'm tired all the time. What's going on?
June 8th. I woke up with a rash on my face. I want to know why.
For answers, ask your doctor the right question. Could I have lupus? For answers, for support, for hope, visit couldihavelupus.gov or call 1-800-994-9662. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Office on Women's Health and the Ad Council.
We are back on, there goes my voice,
you
Foodie and
good.
The Beast. Yeah, we're talking about health. That's
not that kind
ironic,
of
isn't it? Now we're going to talk skin health, yeah?
Yeah, taking
Hit it,
care
Nick.
Of our skin. So in with us today is Amy Boyce of Pure Skin. She's an esthetician. She's my esthetician. I adore her. She takes great care of my skin. And Amy, we wanted to bring you in because I wanted to talk about Pure Skin. What made you decide to come up with your concept and what you're doing?
It's a second career for me, and I had always been interested in skincare. I remember as a child poring over every display and every cosmetic counter I could find, but I never really thought of it as a possible career. And I had been in the clothing industry for a long time, and I kept looking at people's skin, and I realized that my real true calling was to find out how I could improve not just what they were wearing, but really how they presented from their face.
Well, so for women and men who want to take care of their skin, getting a facial, like, what's the process? Do you go once a month, once every other month? I mean, what do you recommend for somebody to have a really good skin regimen?
The best skin care regimen is for someone to be able to have regular facial treatments.
Mm-hmm.
But probably the most important thing you can do is religious home care.
Okay.
If you have to pick between the two, home care is going to be...
Is that like where you say, please, God, make my skin better?
If that works for you, you get back to me on that, okay?
I'm just wondering.
I really think that people need... It's sort of like going to the gym once a month. Mm-hmm. You really need to have that boost where you have, you know, that extra bump up, but it's what you're doing day to day that's really going to make the difference.
Now, what about diet?
Diet is critically important. I can always assure you that people who are taking good care of themselves present a much stronger and healthier skin to be worked upon than people who
Maybe
are
that's
not.
Your problem.
Maybe you should be quiet while I'm on the radio.
To be honest with you, we address in skincare the same things that everybody addresses as the full body health complement. You really do need to have good skin hygiene, good nutrition, exercise for the skin in terms of treatments, in preferably professional treatments, but if not, treatments that have been really carefully advised for you at home for home mm-hmm. care, and protection. Those are the most important things. But nutrition, day-to-day nutrition, packing in the vitamins and nutrients from the juices, it's incredibly important.
Well, so as you pick out the different kinds of products that you're going to use and you like recommend to people like me or my husband, if he were to
right.
do that.
I would be happy to do it.
I want to just remind you that there are people listening, okay?
Right. So how do you go about finding, you know, I'm obsessed about it. So how do you go about finding the right process to make sure you're treating somebody's skin?
I am very, very careful about my ingredient decks. That's the first thing I look for. I look mm-hmm. for companies who have a conscience about what is in the products. Pure Skin is dedicated to clean skincare. So I have no parabens in any product, no artificial fragrances, no artificial colorings. I'm very, very discriminating about what lines I will put on my skin and certainly on the skins of those who come to for treatment. I look for hydration. I look for a skincare line that's complementary to a broad spectrum of needs. And I have three that I really, really like. I use almost exclusively. I really try to address very specifically what each person needs. But I use the Rhonda Allison line from Texas. I use Circuit Skin from Los Angeles. And Intraceuticals is my only international line that is from Australia.
Okay. And when you use these products in conjunction with your facials, I mean, how do you advise somebody on the kind of facial they need? Because I think most people think a facial is just, you know, some massaging on the face and some extractions, which I don't want. I want like I want a layer taken off my skin. I want it to work.
I am
you
so
know what I mean?
Happy to hear that. Come
you
back.
Know,
I'll take a layer off your skin in a minute.
I don't want. I mean, for me personally, I want a facial to be work. I want
it needs to be results oriented.
Exactly. I want results. I don't want to relax. I want something to get done.
I want you to relax, but when you leave, your skin needs to be markedly different than when you arrived,
right.
And I want the results to be something that, as each day progresses, you're seeing a developmental difference in the skin. So you're really seeing progress.
What?
But here's my question. I mean, yes.
Is it too late
products?
For you?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm going home alone. I'm just going to find parts and pieces along the way. No, but isn't skin? I mean, if you have one product.
Every skin is different, David, and every skin presents differently from day to day, week to week, month to month. It's your largest organ. It is the most dynamic, ever-changing organ that we address. It when you come in, I address your skin for that day, what you need, and what's going on. You may come in and you're dehydrated one month. You may come in and you're under a tremendous amount of stress another month. You may come in and you've just been on vacation.
You may
and
come
we're
in
dealing,
and you're married. That's very stressful.
So we really deal day, you know, each time you come in, that facial addresses very specifically what that skin needs. And I use a lot of very high-tech equipment with natural products. So I really believe in changing the skin.
I'm coming. I am.
All right. We only have a couple minutes left. I do want to talk about the Japanese Slim Dome because I love it. And I've never heard of it before. And he's never done it.
And it's unique to the Washington area,
can you explain
actually.
It? Yeah. Are you the only one?
I'm the only one in the metro area that I know of that has one. The Japanese, it's known as the Slim Dome. It is an infrared sauna. Mm-hmm. It's a horizontal sauna, so you have none of the impediment of sitting up. So your circulatory system is better engaged because you're laying down. The actual infrared heat rises only to 148 degrees Fahrenheit, which is different than most saunas, which start at about 185 degrees. So the ambient temperature is lower. But the penetration of the infrared
but what's
and the
it do?
Heat,
oh my God,
it draws
sweat.
Toxins and dioxins out of the tissue. About 2 inches in depth is the penetration.
So is it like a tanning booth look
yes.
sort of thing?
Well, it
except
looks more like an
up.
MRI, actually, except that your head is out. And it's a closed sort of MRI.
Roberto is shaking his head. He's like, what?
No,
it doesn't sound.
Wait. It sounds like I keep saying to Nikki, when I get older and I'm in an iron lung, et cetera, that's what it sounds like.
Claustrophobic.
No, but you won't be claustrophobic.
It's really not
because
claustrophobic.
Your head is out, and it's just a very soothing experience. Also, it's important to know that infrared heat rises incrementally. So when you go into the sauna, it's not hot.
Right.
It rises with your temperature rises with the sauna. But you burn about 600 calories, up to 600 calories, and you have a really clean sweat. So.
Okay, I'm booking Monday.
Right.
Yes,
so tell us how to find you online and on the phone.
www.pureskinbethesda.com, and my phone number is 301-907-6662. I am on Willow Lane in Chevy Chase, which is actually just a half a block off of Wisconsin Avenue in Bethesda. So,
great.
Amy, thanks so much for
Thank
coming in.
Thank you so much. Thanks
sweat.
For having me in. I'd love to have you.
Okay. All right. But since we're talking about skincare,
let's get to Shannon.
So,
Shannon, let's talk a little bit about your products and what you work with.
So, I kind of do something that would come before what Amy does, and they would actually work really well together. If you're on a juice cleanse or you're just drinking a daily juice and you're trying to clean up your system, we have products that kind of work from the inside so that your skin is radiant on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
And then your second step would be, like Amy mentioned, she said nutrition is very important, drinking a lot of water. This is obviously going to be very apparent in what the skin looks like.
And so what do you advise people to use? Like, what is your process?
Well, I would advise people to drink certain types of juices, more green, lots mm-hmm. of coconut water, cucumber juice. And the products that I sell are mainly based with salts and algaes.
Okay.
And kelp is very remineralizing to the skin.
Mm-hmm.
And the salt works to detox the skin. As it was mentioned, the skin is your largest organ. So when you are detoxing or you are cleaning up your system, you're sweating a lot of this stuff is coming out of your skin. We recommend dry brushing, scrubbing, and also the infrared sauna that Amy spoke about is really good.
Oh, so have
really
you
good.
Done it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But here?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Because I was like, is there another one?
Yeah. Yeah. And this is part of if you really wanted to detox your skin and have a glow within a week of doing exercise, infrared saunas, a lot of green juicing, and some algae treatments, you could have very beautiful skin. And it's deeper than just putting on a skin cream.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, when we come back to you guys later in the show, I want to talk about a detox and how somebody does one and how you advise doing
it. I'm going to do one.
No, you're not. I mean, you can if you want to, but I would never.
You should do it together.
I'll detox something else.
Okay. What are you guys going to pour next for us to try?
I'm just going to pour cucumber juice.
Okay, great. Thank you.
It's really good for the skin, so it goes well with
what good.
I was just talking about.
Excellent. All right, Sarah,
come on in.
And where is Robert?
Robert, we need Robert.
Come on, Robert.
Okay, so Sarah Mills is a trainer with CrossFit Gyms, and she looks like a trainer with CrossFit Gyms. And Robert Morton of Power Supply makes prepared paleo meals. I can't even say it. Paleo meals. And you know what? Let's Sarah, for 1 second, let's start with Robert. And just, what is the paleo diet? What are paleo meals?
Pretty.
You know, the easiest way to think about it is sort of eating the outer ring of the grocery store. And it's basically lean and healthy proteins, lots of fruits and vegetables, and good sort of high-quality fat. And other people think about it as if it's in a box or package, you're probably not, it's not a great place to start. Mm-hmm. And you're trying to focus on all the fresh stuff on the outer edge of the grocery store or wherever else you're shopping.
So it's totally against processed foods, of course.
Yep.
But also cheese, no cheese, right?
That's right.
No cheese, no. So it's just protein.
Yeah, lean proteins,
mm-hmm.
lots of fruits and vegetables, mm-hmm. and healthy fats from as much of a healthy, good healthy fat sources as you can find.
Like?
Okay. Lots of great stuff. Everything from avocado, coconut oil
nuts.
Is a really good thing. Nuts are really good things. And also from those lean proteins that you're getting, so particularly with an emphasis on high quality.
It's what cavemen would have eaten.
That's right.
Okay.
Okay. And Sarah, quickly. Tell us a little bit about CrossFit, because I've heard a lot about it, but, you know, the people who do it are really into it.
They are. You're right. You're right. Well, CrossFit is, and by definition, it's constantly varied functional movement performed at high intensity, and it's a fitness program that embraces that, but that sounds like a lot of lingo, right? So what we basically do is we meet up in a gym environment. And we do workouts that are intentionally varied. We combine mm-hmm. things like gymnastics, weightlifting, Olympic weightlifting.
I do gymnastics.
You do gymnastics?
Do.
See, you would fit right
and
in.
And obviously I do Olympic weightlifting.
Clearly.
Yes.
Clearly you do.
I lifted an Olympium once.
So we combine a lot of varied activities and mm-hmm. modalities, and we do them intensely. We ask people to lift heavy, move things quickly, and sometimes our workouts are 5 minutes, sometimes they're 20 minutes, sometimes they're a little longer.
All right, but here's the question.
But it's mm-hmm. very competitive.
But what do you
right?
do? It can only be done by people who are, you know, in other words, if you have bad knees or bad wrists or something, you're out, right?
Untrue.
Really?
So, clearly, yes. And,
okay, wait, I'm so sorry. We
yeah.
have to take a quick break.
We
okay,
do?
No,
when
we come back. Yeah, we do.
He's so pushy.
I know. Andy. but when we come back, you can explain more about the process.
Sure.
And then we can learn more about
how you connect
with the paleo diet.
You got
okay.
it.
This is David and Nikki Nellis with Foodie and the Beast. We'll be right back.
I'm Beyonce with an important message about hunger in America. Did you know 1 in 8 people struggle with hunger? Over 12 million children live in homes where there isn't always enough food. Food banks are experiencing more demand than ever. Show Your Helping Hand is a nationwide campaign with the goal of helping Feeding America deliver millions of meals to local food banks. Please join me in showing a helping hand to fight hunger. More information is available at showyourhelpinghand.com.
Union Market is becoming DC's go-to place for fresh, delicious everything, especially American lamb. Increasingly, chefs and home cooks find American lamb to be the perfect balance of flavor and nutrition. American lamb is easy to cook and brings variety to your table. The American Lamb Board reminds you to look for American lamb year-round at Harris Teeter, and don't miss Craig Rogers' signature Border Springs Farm Lamb at DC's spectacular new Union Market.
Congratulations on landing the job. I'm really excited for you.
Thanks. How's your search going?
Job market's tight. I mean, I can barely get an interview, yeah. And I've got student loans to deal with. You're lucky, you know. The National Guard paid your loans off.
Luck? The Guard was a smart decision, one you can still make.
The National Guard Student Loan Repayment Program can pay up to $50,000 of your existing student loans. Get the details at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the D.C. National Guard, aired by the Maryland, D.C. Delaware Broadcasters Association and this station.
I'm on a mission to spread the word about COPD through music. COPD stands for chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. My grandfather suffered from symptoms of it, and COPD is the fourth leading cause of death in the U.S. I'm Billy Ray Cyrus, and I drive for COPD. Looks like people are starting to get the message. Anyone age 35 and older who has smoked as little as 100 cigarettes could be at risk. Visit driveforcopd.com today and talk to your doctor.
We're back on Foodie and the Beast with Sarah Mills and Robert Morton.
I feel so healthy.
I'm talking.
Okay,
I'm talking.
Sorry.
With CrossFit Gyms, and Robert's with the Power Supply, which makes prepared paleo meals, and they have a partnership between the two companies. But finish about CrossFit, and let's hear how you guys got together.
So you were expressing a little bit of fear, Nikki, about CrossFit, but the concept really is meant to be to help you prepare to be ready for anything in life. So okay. The reason we combine and do a lot of different activities is to get you prepared. And so that general physical preparedness, so when it snows and my car breaks down, I can go out and I'm able to shovel the snow and push my car to the end of the driveway and get it to go. So the idea...
Yeah, but can you pick it up?
I can. It's a very small, smart car. No, just but the idea is that we train people that are of all different abilities, and the concept is that it's completely scalable. So we can actually take somebody. I train a guy who's 73 years old in one of the gyms where I coach, and I train 17-year-old kids who are phenomenal athletes. And so we come together and can work out together. Mm-hmm. It's a very community-driven kind of approach. So there is a competitive nature to it. I know that was one of the things you were questioning. So sometimes we're competitive, but ultimately we're all just trying to find something, some results that help us keep us healthy.
Okay. So now what's the connection between CrossFit and the paleo diet? Because my understanding is I have friends who work out at CrossFit that their CrossFit gym gave them a challenge to do the paleo diet for just 45 days.
Right.
At the beginning of January. So what's the... How did you guys come together?
So I'm actually running a paleo challenge of sorts at a CrossFit gym at Boston CrossFit right now where I coach, one of the gyms where I coach. And we ask people to trial eating clean, basically, and see how it affects their results in the gym. And and the paleo connection is pretty strong because, and a lot of CrossFitters have embraced it, because we're doing functional things in the gym. It seems to make sense to eat very functionally as well. It doesn't mean that can't be fun and tasty, but it also means that if I can remove processed things and sugar and the kinds of things that drag me down athletically or make me feel kind of not optimal in my gym, then I can actually succeed. And so the connection with companies like Roberts is that he is actually providing a convenience for a lot of CrossFitters to access this kind of food in a prepared manner that makes sense.
Well, so Robert, let's talk about Power Supply.
Yeah.
You've got all this delicious food here. So you guys hooked up with CrossFit, but tell us about the kind of meals you're creating for people who are following the paleo diet.
Yeah, we really try and take a sort of adventurous approach to the meals that we make so that you don't have to sort of retire your taste buds if you want to eat healthy. Mm-hmm. And so we take a really sort of chef-driven view. We have a culinary-trained chef who makes all these things. Like today you're seeing there's an Ethiopian beef tibs dish in there.
That was very tasty.
Coconut salmon stew. Mm-hmm. Things where we're trying to give people the tools they need to make a sustained change. Because we all know that's the hardest thing, right? You make a quick change, but it's hard to hold it.
Right.
And in the case of an approach where we try and deliver lots of variety, but in a simple way, I can sign up, recurring plan, it just shows up at my gym twice a week where I'm going to work out. You know, how can we strike that balance?
Well, it keeps you going to the gym, too.
Yeah, that's right.
But are you advising people to just have it for lunch and dinner? I mean, what kind of things are you creating
people can
take with them?
Yeah, we try and do two things. One is provide lunches and dinners so that people can either supplement what they're doing, get ideas for their home cooking, or use it when they need it on the road, et cetera. But we also have a pretty strong education mission where we want people to be able to learn how to cook better at home down this path and serve as an example. I'm a big cook. I love to do it. So that balance of can we help you understand this stuff so you can do it on your own, but also get it convenient at your gym is an important one for us.
I'm not being funny. Cavemen had short lifespans. So was it because they'd get a cut and it would get infected, or they'd break a leg and kick the bucket, but not because of diet?
Yeah, so that was my...
So they were very healthy, but very unlucky?
Yeah, I mean, the basic thing you see out there is that it was a sort of dangerous time and place to live.
Yeah, they could have gotten eaten by a dinosaur.
There were no dinosaurs when they were cavemen.
Yeah,
hello, did you go to collage? But, I mean, is that really it? Because, me feel so good, me feel so dead, basically, at 40.
Yeah, I think what you're seeing is all the results that people see now when they eat differently in this way really bear out. It's a real connection between being healthier and eating this way when you remove a little bit more dangerous environment in which to live. When you talk about, way back.
Well, this
then.
Is Washington, D.C.
That's true. Fair enough.
Where are your products available right now?
So we deliver to a network of 33 CrossFit gyms in this area.
Are there that many CrossFit gyms in this area?
Yes, yeah, a lot
this
more
is
than
a
that.
Very
actually,
populous
yeah.
area for CrossFit.
Oh, yeah. My goodness.
Which is a cool thing. This is a really good community for CrossFit, for people trying to cook lots of different kinds of things to support people eating.
What's it cost?
It ranges anywhere from about $9 all the way up, depending on size, to $15, $18. We have two different sizes. Mm-hmm. And there's a real philosophy difference, I think, with some other services out there. Is we focus on fueling people up because they're living an active lifestyle, et cetera. So there tends with paleo to be a little bit less of a caloric focus. Not that it's not important, but it's more about what am I eating and how is that fueling the lifestyle that I want to have and the activities I want to
do. And do you have a retail side? I mean,
we're all online. People order from us online, and then we deliver to gyms. Yeah,
cool. So, how do they find you online?
MyPowerSupply.com is our website, and that's where all our menus and all kinds of stuff are, and then people can order.
Okay, and so tell us just quickly where these CrossFits are, and for people who are a little nervous about it, like me and Amy, why we should start.
So CrossFit gyms are all independently owned affiliates of CrossFit headquarters. But so you can find a local CrossFit gym by going to CrossFit.com, and all of the gyms in the world are listed there, and you can find one for you. Mm-hmm. I coach at two of them in the region, and I'll tell you the ones that we – where I coach, we have programs to introduce people to it and to kind of give you a little bit of a jump start and help you find your way. And we work with people individually. Every class is led by a coach and a trainer, so you always have support there. Mm-hmm. And I think the biggest driver with CrossFit and why we start to embrace these things like the paleo lifestyle and other things is it's community driven. So you're working out with other people. It's supportive in that way. You build a nice community, and that helps kind of keep your motivation going as well. And so I think that is takes some of the fear away and makes it a little bit easier to kind of dip your toe in the water.
Okay,
great.
CrossFit and Power Supply.
Yeah. All right. Very cool. Thank you.
I think
you guys.
I might have to. Yeah. So I might actually live. This is great.
Yeah.
So Shannon and Amy, let's get back to you guys. Shannon, where do your ingredients come from? Where do you find all this stuff?
For the juice or the skincare?
Both.
Both.
Okay, so the skincare is right now we source from the salt marshes in Brittany, France, and these are all obviously natural salts, not treated with anything. Really high potency of sodium chloride and the algae that are harvested out of the salt marshes.
And how do you advise people to use these products?
You can use them for if you're dehydrated, if you have sore muscles. They work really well when you're doing a juice cleanse or you're detoxing or you're exercising a lot. You would take a bath at night and it induces internal perspiration. And then you would sleep and allow the algae to penetrate your skin for 12 hours, which is very, very soothing and hydrating to the skin.
Neat. And Amy, let's talk a little bit about the kinds of fruits and vegetables you're using in your juices.
Yeah, we are 100% organic, and we source locally as much as possible. Right now, it's obviously difficult to get a lot of local, but everything is organic, and we use a local organic farm co-op as much as we can, as well as some of the smaller companies. And then I'm really excited. I have forged a relationship with a local organic farmer in Annapolis who is going to be, well, right outside of Annapolis, he's going to be providing almost all of our vegetables. He doesn't do fruit. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be a really strong connection. Farmer literally picked and brought to us the same day or the next day.
Terrific.
So I'm really excited about
that. What about, like, is there a base for some of your juices? Like, we just had the cucumber juice and we had the green juice. Is there a base? Like, is apple a base or pineapple? Is there something that's a base for all of them, or all of them are separately made?
Some of them are. There is a base. Like, our green goddess is spinach, romaine, kale, cucumber, and celery. Mm-hmm. But then we have a drink we call Cocoa Fill, which is that same green mixture mixed with raw young Thai coconut water.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also use the Green Goddess base and our green lemonade as well. But that's really the only base. Everything else is, some of the drinks might have coconut water in them. Like, we'll do a coconut water special. We've done it with like a shot of pomegranate or cranberry.
I thought you were going to say like a shot of vodka.
Oh, they make fantastic cocktails. Really great cocktails.
All right. We're going to come back to you guys at the end. What did you pour us here? Because you did pour us something.
That is our house-made almond milk. We make fresh almond milk
every day. I shot it down. It's
every day. It's really delicious. I know the paleo diet really supports almond milk too. Extremely nutritious, fresh, raw. We use raw Italian almonds, and it's only sweetened with some dates and vanilla.
It's yummy. All right, great. Thank you. Speaking of Italians.
Speaking. Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Mattina.
Buongiorno. Buona mattina.
We are joined by James Beard award-winning chef Roberto Donna. He's not only an old friend of the show, he's an old friend of David and Nikki, who actually helped the list get started back in the day.
Yes, he did.
And he is now the capo di tutti capi when it comes to chefs organizing the presentation at the upcoming St. Jude's Gala, the Mardi Gras Gala. He's not?
No.
You're not?
No.
Oh, I got false.
Adam Sober from
Adam Sober.
Bourbon Steak is in charge this year.
And Adam gets enough PR. Jeez.
But the story behind Roberto, which he doesn't know or remember, the first day we started the event, Eunice came to me and said, we just signed on Roberto Donna from Galileo's, and she came to Lebanese Taverna second. She said, oh, we got Roberto Donna. That's when I signed on and went on board to start the St. Jude's Gourmet Gala. So if it wasn't from Roberto.
It was altruistic or defensive? We didn't want him to have a whole spotlight. So let's talk about the gala. St. Jude's is a great place. Basically, it's for kids with life-threatening diseases, and they will take anybody. If you can't
anybody.
Pay, you
it's
get
their 50th year this year. It's their 50-year anniversary, and I'm sorry. They're celebrating their 50-year anniversary, and they never turn away a child that's sick, and no child ever pays when he goes to St. Jude's unless they have insurance. No one's ever turned away for the lack of payment at St. Jude's.
All right, we have to take a quick break, but when we come back, we want to talk about how this event got started and, Chef, how you've participated in all these years and what you'll be doing there and what other chefs will be there. This is David and Nikki Nellis with Foodie and the Beast. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is O'Donna Matthews. What does 3 decades of service add up to? For the Capital Area Food Bank, it includes these important numbers: distributing 25 million pounds of food to nearly 500,000 people through a network of 700 partner agencies. 30 years, it's a long time, but the mission continues to make sure that no one is left hungry. To learn more, contribute, or volunteer, visit capitalareafoodbank.org.
Union Market is the new year-round food market with over 40 vendors. It's DC's new spot for local taste and style. Union Market is composed of the finest food artisans, all creating a unique culinary experience. Check out their $7 lunch specials and primetime libations, Union Market's Thursday and Friday happy hours. Union Market is on 5th Street Northeast, just off Florida Avenue, with lots of free parking. Also get there on Metro's Red Line to Noma Gallaudet. Union Market's open Wednesdays through Sundays. For hours or info, visit unionmarketdc.com.
when every moment matters and a hand reaches out, when someone gives blood and a life is saved, that moment when heartbreak turns to hope, you're there through the American Red Cross. Every day, the Red Cross responds to nearly 200 neighborhood emergencies, and your support makes it possible. Use this moment to join us today. Visit redcross.org.
The men and women of our National Guard and Reserve Forces are working hard on the battlefield and here at home. Employer support of the Guard and Reserve is working just as hard for them. For over 36 years, ESGR has paved the way for greater understanding between our Guard and Reserve Forces and their civilian employers, promoting a culture where all American employers support and honor the military service of their employees. Together, we all serve. To learn more, visit www.esgr.mil.
We are back on Foodie and the Beast with David and Nikki Nellis. We've got a lot going on. We're going to be talking about the big St. Jude's fundraiser, the Mardi Gras Ball, in a second. I just want to quickly thank the folks that make this show possible. They're getting to be more and more of them, which
I
like.
It's very exciting.
Georgetown Bagelry, the whole neighborhood restaurant group. That's Rustico, Evening Star, to Tallulah, Vermilion, Buzz Bakery, Columbia Firehouse, Birch and Barley, and Church Key, our friends at the two founding farmers and at Farmer Fisher Baker down on the Georgetown Harbor, Central Farm Markets, Black's Restaurant Group, Jeff and Barbara Black, mm-hmm. Post down at the Hotel Monaco, Union Market, the Carpenter Shelter, Steve Case's Early Mountain Vineyards. I had to say Steve Case because he's a dude, right? And the upcoming National Harbor Food and Wine Festival. Nikki is going to be the ringleader of the chef's presentation
out
there.
Scott Juneau is the chef chair.
He's the chef chair. You're the ringleader of Scott.
Scott Juneau is the chef chair.
All right, so Roberto, back to you. Gladys, back to you. Everybody, Gladys
is here.
Gladys is here.
All right, so tell us about the event.
The event always happens on Fat Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
It's always on a Tuesday night.
I don't think it's Fat Tuesday.
It's all
about being skinny.
Because it's a lot of food.
It's our 15th year this year, and we have 40 of the top chefs of Washington, D.C., where you go around and sample individual bite-sized dishes. It's at the National Building Museum,
mm-hmm.
and it starts at 5:30 on Tuesday, February 12th.
And let's talk about some of the chefs who are participating this year.
Yeah, who is going to be participating beside me?
Eric Zeeble from City Zen. Mm-hmm. Scott.
Look, he's like, Kim and Teresa.
No, don't say that. I care. That's why we all go there, because we go there, we all get together and we do something
good.
You know, we do give our services for an excellent cause, you know, and St. Jude has been. We always love to do. Actually, I didn't do it last year, so I pretend to be in this year. Call and ask, hey, don't forget me.
But when you do an event like this as a chef.
Excuse me?
When you do an event like this, how do you prepare a dish that's going to show off what you're doing well? Because, I mean, how many people come to the St. Jude event?
Like 700.
Yeah, it's a lot of people.
Yeah, it's a lot of people.
So
I
mean, how many tastes do you have to prepare?
Well, usually you prepare 500 to 600 if you have 700 people, because not everybody's going to come and eat your dish.
But then you got people
that's
who go
what
back
we
for
always
like
say.
Seconds.
Then we, you know, sometimes we run out because everybody comes and gets seconds, you know. And this year I'm going to do potato dumpling with sausage ragu. So I'm preparing
a lot.
Well,
we've turned up the heat a little bit on the chefs too, because every year we have a Taster's Choice Award
where the beads.
You choose who your favorite dish is, and they win like a $5,000 watch.
Oh, well, so that's
now they're
cool.
doing.
Oh, I didn't know they won.
Who won last year?
Victor.
Victor
Albizu.
That's what I thought. Vic won last year.
Well, that's why Vic was walking around going, "Look at my watch."
Scott from Source won it. The year before that.
That's nice, though. That's
it's
a nice
appreciation
incentive.
For the chefs, because they do work so hard, and we appreciate everything that they do for the gourmet
gala. Now, is St. Jude's doing these fundraisers all over the country?
They do, but this is the biggest event for St. Jude's in Washington, D.C., and the top five event for them in the United States.
Well.
And since we started it, we've raised over $3 million for this event.
Gladys,
she is a big part of it.
Yeah, she's
been the biggest promoter and organizer. It's true.
But the thing about, I mean, I'm just going to hit it again, because we had a son that was very sick, and we were fortunate enough to be able to take care of him. And he, you know, over a year, and he got much better. But when you're on the edge of disaster and you don't have, you know, you barely have the rent money and your kid is sick, you go to St. Jude's and they welcome you and they take you in and you're treated exactly as you would be if you were paying $1 million a day. Yeah, and that's the great thing about them.
It's a great coach. For,
since they've opened in the 50 years, the cancer for leukemia went from 20% survival rate to 80% survival rate. Due to their research and
it's amazing.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
How do we get tickets?
How much are they?
It's stjudes.com /gourmet gala. You can go online. You can always call me personally.
Should we put your number on air?
Or Lebanista Verna, which goes there. It's $350 a ticket. It's February 12th at the National Building Museum, and it starts at 5:30.
It is a do-not-miss event. If you are into the foodie world at all the chefs go. It is so much fun. We've been several years in a row. And we wouldn't miss it. So thank you both for coming in today.
Thank you.
Our pleasure. Everybody, come over. Yes. Buy the tickets.
Give Roberto your beads, right?
Exactly.
Give me your beads.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Don't forget. Give me all the beads. I forgot about it.
I just realized you have an accent. That's great. Amazing. All right. So Shannon and Amy.
We're going back to you,
I told
guys.
Nick I was going to do this. I want to issue the challenge because I'm overweight. And
no.
We didn't notice.
No.
I know.
Oh,
I am.
She's on you, too. It's not just me.
I know. That's because you've been listening to you. So after we get past the Super Bowl and I'm done with Nikki's chili and all the beer tonight and all that, I want to do a cleanse. I want to see if it, you know, what it does for me. So that's
so
the challenge.
So how do you do it? Like, how do you, is it a two-day cleanse? Is it a five-day cleanse? Like, how do you do it and what do you drink during the day?
And how do you keep from being hungry?
Well, we do we have a couple of different cleanses. We have several cleanses that you can choose from. So you could come in and talk to Shannon or myself, and we could help choose one that's good for you. Mm-hmm. And really, surprisingly, people are not hungry. And I think that's because your brain is getting the signal that it's nourished because this is so nutrient dense. Like I said, 2 pounds of greens, you're not going to sit down and eat, but the nutrient density of that, your brain can register. So you're really not hungry, but you may miss chewing or the habit of food or your afternoon snack, that type of thing. It's really habits that I think that are harder to break rather than actually hunger.
Mm-hmm. We also do, though, if someone is hesitant about eating, we do you could do a juice till dinner. So you could have certain, and we can also customize. If somebody doesn't like coconut water, you don't have to buy a cleanse that has coconut water in it. Mm-hmm. You may want to substitute that for grapefruit juice.
So let's say you were doing a 3-day cleanse. How many juices would you have a day? And what? Give us like an idea of what he would be drinking. Let's say he was doing a 2-day cleanse. What would you give him? How many and what would they be?
Yeah. Okay. If you were going to do a 2-day cleanse, you would have 6 juices a day.
Okay.
Taken 2 hours apart. Mm-hmm. You can have water and herbal tea the rest of the day. And you'd be juicing from 8 to 8.
Okay.
And you would start out with some type of a lemonade in the morning, and then you would have a green juice. Then you could have a carrot juice, which we just poured for you, that you just tasted. Maybe a grapefruit. And then around dinner time, you would have the almond milk, which has a lot of protein. It's a heavier drink. It's a little bit thicker.
Mm-hmm.
And you tasted that earlier. And then you would finish off with like a cucumber.
Okay.
And you would do that for a few days.
And what, like... What do you think the effects would be for him on that? Like,
I think if someone...
just sort of curious.
Excuse me. Roberto, you're not on anymore.
He's got a mic in front of him. Give me a break.
You know, men have really great results with juice cleanses. It's amazing. I mean, every time my husband does one, he drops like, 8 pounds. It's very... I don't know. I guess men just...
For how long? 3 days?
Anyway. Yeah. I mean, it's... I think you can definitely expect to feel lighter, cleaner... Have more energy.
Mm-hmm.
Your skin could even improve in the 3 days.
Well, I'll tell you I'm sure lots of guys notice this. I've got a very carb heavy diet, and so I get bloaty. I mean, I just feel like I'm just full of food.
Does everybody notice how quiet I'm being? I'm not saying anything.
Because my wife, who once said to me, and I quote, "You look like a pear on 2 toothpicks."
I never said that.
You said it.
I would never say anything
you
like that.
You said it. So that's what I mean. I want to, but the problem is I'm used to feeling full, satisfied. So there's no chewing, and that's what I'm wondering about.
I don't think you're going to have any problem feeling full. Actually, I've had, and usually the male customers have said, this is maybe almost a little bit too much juice. We couldn't get through all of it.
Really?
And the reason why we do 16 ounces is so that you get enough nutrition. You could do 12, but it's really not a level of being satisfied or not or feeling full. I don't think you have any problem with that.
Yeah, well, and especially once the bloating is gone, too. The bloating can go within a day.
Well,
out.
Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to do this Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and we're going to report on it next week, and we'll see what happens.
Excellent.
That's right. I might come in that Speedo, lady. So just,
you know. And the studio will be empty.
They'll be waiting like...
It'll just be me here.
They'll be waiting like sparrows on the branch right at the front door, just waiting for me.
All right. Well, that wraps up our show. Can you guys please tell everybody where you can find Puree?
Sure. We're at PureeJuiceBar.com, mm-hmm. and we're also in Bethesda on Elm Street, right on Bethesda Row. And home delivery is coming very soon.
Oh, great. Yeah. And you are in some Whole
we're
Foods.
We're in Whole Foods in Chevy Chase.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's where
and
I
there's,
met Shannon.
There's also a market in Virginia, Salud Market at Great Falls. You can order through them, and mm-hmm. we deliver there as well. And some various yoga studios. It's all still coming together, but...
Well, terrific. Thank you both for coming in today. This was everybody. It's been
thank
very
you so much for having
thank
us.
You. Absolutely.
All right. It's my turn to jump
okay,
in
go ahead,
because
jump in.
This show is always jam-packed with, you know, information and guests.
We have 30 seconds.
We don't. We're cool. Just relax.
Okay.
And there's more to know and more to find out if you go to the listareyouonit.com. That's Nikki's website. It's chock full of information about everything happening across the D.C. area. And you go there. It's free to subscribe. And you'll join about 40,000 other area residents who find out what's going on from Nikki.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can follow her on Twitter. And if you're around, go to WTOP at 10 of 1 today. And she's got more news about what's happening this week.
Okay.
How about that?
Pretty good. All right. Well, I want to thank all of our guests for joining us today. We talked about St. Jude's. We talked about juicing. We talked about our skincare. We talked about exercising and the paleo diet.
My stomach.
And... meals for under 500 calories.
Yes.
So we want to thank you all for coming in today. It's the end of our show. We will be off next week.